Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Toftes. Toftes. Ain't so tough. Sifches. In Yirtza Yishlacha Erev Al Yedei Shliach. If a person wants, he can send the Erev, he can establish the Erev with a Shliach. Yomar, and the Shliach will say, B'zeha Erev Yeh Ploni Mutar Lelech. And the Shliach will say, with this Erev, so and so will be able to walk past, right, the area of 2,000 amos. As long as the one who is the shaliach is not a cheresh shota or a katan, or he's not someone who does not believe in the halachas of Erev, someone who is not in agreement to the concept, the halachic concepts of Erev. So if you have a cheresh shota or a katan, or someone who does not agree to the principles of Erev Tchumin, then im shlocha al yedei cheresh shota v'katan, or with a non-Jew, o echad she'enu mod v'erev, or someone who does not agree to the halachic concept of the Erev, eino Erev, it's not going to be a good Erev, it's not going to be a valid Erev. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The reason why these are not good shlichim for an Erev is mishum delabenei de'aninu, because they're not individuals with das, and they do not have the ability to establish residence. And he says, and even if the person sending the cheresh shoto v'katan to do the Erev for him is sees from afar, he sees from afar that the cheresh shoto v'katan did what he was supposed to do, still not going to be good. As opposed to Erev Chatzeros, the shama ikaru mashem kabetz mikulam. The issue is that you collect from everyone, and based on collecting from everyone, they join up. Then it will work with the katan. Moshe Kasav, the Siman Shin Samach Vav, Sif Gimel. It says in Siman Shin Samach Vav, Sif Gimel. We continue on. Sif Katan Mem Beis. She'eno Mode Be'eruv. It's not going to be an effective Eruv if you have someone, as we said, that is not Mode Be'eruv. He doesn't. Kagon, for example. Ovdei Dilulim, if he's an Ovdei Vodazara. U Sedokim, or if he is a Tzeduki, Ukai Gavna. The Shema lo yanichum sham, because maybe they won't do it, they won't put it there. Afilu yamod merachok, and even once again, even if you stand from afar, the yira, and you see that this person who's not modeh be'erev actually goes ahead and places it. Gam kein lo mahani, doesn't work. The Shema lo yanichum mashem erev, because maybe they didn't place it, their das was not to place it for erev purposes, and therefore it won't be effective. Sif katan mem gimel, if a person does, Shulchan Aruch said, if a person does send it ayidei cheresh, it's not going to be effective. So comes the Mishnah Berurah here and says, afilu macheresh ahu shomei aveinu bedaber. Even if the cheresh here is what we call someone who listens, who can hear, but doesn't talk. He's an elam. He's a mute. The ba'alma who could be keach l'chol dvarav. Because in general, such an individual is considered an individual of das, because he hears, he just can't communicate, can't talk. So he says, it's still pashtus to mistavar the hacha lo mahani. Here it's not going to work. Why? The hacha halo ba'inan shiyom v'feirish, because here it will be required that by an erev that it's said explicitly, the bezeha erev yamutu l'poni l'alech. It has to be declared verbally that with this erev, such and such a person can walk. V'amira me'akev. And the amira is the lack of declaration is going to prevent the Erev from being effective. But again, the person has to say, with this Erev, such and such Ploni will be able to walk. Another Alpayim Amah. Kamosh Kasabnuk, Be'oslamet Zayin, V'hu Eino Yochol Ladaber. This person is someone who can't talk and declare. So therefore, even if he is an individual of Das, because he can hear and he just can't talk, it still won't be a good Erev. That's what he's maintained. Sifkot mem dalet. It's not going to be an effective Erev. if you have any of these individuals, be the shliach. And therefore, if it's not going to be good Eruv, so it's not that he doesn't have anything, it's rather nishar al tchum beiso. He therefore will remain with the tchum of his bias. He is not rendered tchumless, but rather his tchum is the tchum of where he lives. It's just the Eruv, extending his tchum is not going to be affected. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, "V'amar le'acher le'kavlo menav." He says to another person to accept the Eruv from him, "Ushlacha ayidei echad me'elo," and he sends it with one of these individuals, a chere, shote, katan. "V'afilu shlacha al apil or al akov," even if he sends it on an elephant or on a monkey. "V'ra mirachok," and you see from afar, "she'egiya sham," that it gets to the shliach, when his son alone is given to him. "Havi Erev," is going to be an Erev. "Afal pishlo rosh," even if you didn't see that this other person actually placed it. In other words, if he sets up someone else to accept the Erev, to be a shliach for him, he doesn't have to see the shliach actually perform it. The chazaka, because the chazaka is that shliach, also shlichasa, that the shliach is going to do his shlichas. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Hei, the Kavli Menu. You say it to a person to accept the Eruv from him and Lanicho L'Shem Eruv, to place it in that place for the purposes of Eruv. Sif Katan Mem Bav, and he sends it, Shlacho, he sends it with one of these other individuals who can't set up an Eruv. What's Nomar? Sha'amal Lehem She'alichu Adamahu. He says to one of these Chere Shota Katan, Tzedukis, whoever, or even a monkey or a peel, to bring it to this person. Rami Rachok Bim Zion, he sees from afar that it was given to him. Because if it didn't, he didn't see that it actually got to the person, the kosher shliach, who says that the chayrish brought it to him. Got it to him. Sifkat the memches, une sanalo. And you saw that it actually was given to the shliach. It says, Ayain, the bear ha lacha. Check out the bear. The Be'er Halacha gets into the whole issue. Let's say you just see that he reaches the shliach, but you don't see it actually mamish handed over to the shliach. So is that included in the shliach? As also shlichuso. I ain't sham Be'er Halacha dibra maschil in the son alone. So he says memtet, it's going to be an error for sure. If you see it actually handed over to the shliach by one of these individuals, it's going to be a good error. The dafka shechad if diachol befeirishi kablo benichol l'shem error b'shvilo. It's specifically where the other person promised him, told him explicitly that he's going to accept it, and he's going to put it there as an Erev for him. But if the other person just heard him ask him to go ahead and take the Erev and do it, and he was quiet, then we don't say there's a chazaka that a person is going to do a shlichus, because he never verbalized a verbal acceptance of the shlichus. Sif katan. Nun, the chazaka, the dafka bezesh, isa d'rabanan. It says, specifically here, where we're dealing with isa d'rabanan, samchinan al chazaka zu. We rely on this chazaka of shliach osa shlichusa. Aval be isa d'raisa, when it comes to isa d'raisa, ain't somchin al chazaka zu. When it comes to isa d'raisa, we're not samech on such a chazaka that a shliach osa shlichusa. Lahakel. Ki im lahachmir, the only time you rely on such a chazaka, d'raisa, is to be machmir, not to be maker. Some say even by Yisad Araisa, if there would be an Avera for the one who sent it, if the Shliach didn't do the Shlichus, and the Shliach actually thinks that the Shliach did the Shlichus, if you go in Hacha, like in this case, then you would be Somech on the Chazaka that he did the Shlichus, because she adinan Sha'asa Shlichuso, Rak, Shesafeg Shema Shina. And if you know that he did the shlichus, but you have a subject whether he maybe changed and didn't do the shlichus exactly the way he was supposed to, the kulei alma there we say aminan devadai loshina. We don't say that he changed and altered the shlichus. There we say for sure vadai asa shlichus shliach asa shliach even by a deoraisa. Continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, the chen rabim shenishtakfu be'eruvei tchumen. You have a whole bunch of people that join up in eruvei tchumen. Ratzu lishloach eruvam biyadach, and they want to all give their eruv to someone to bring it. In other words, we're talking here where everyone has their own eruv, their own shtei sudos, because remember, not like eruv chatzeros or shita mavos, where you can be mezakeh everyone in one Muslim shtei sudos. Everyone has to have their own shtei sudos. But the case is that still, they're all going to give it. A whole bunch of people want to go ahead and have an eruv to tchumen, so they want to have, they each want to go ahead and give their eruv to one guy. They can do it. They can send it. Look at the Mishabura. It's Sarach HaShliach Lomar B'Shas HaNachas HaEruv. And this Shliach has to say in the placing of the Eruv, Shebezeh HaEruv Yimutar LeLech. It says, with this Eruv, all these individuals will be permitted to walk. Kol Osa HaNashim Sheshantu BaEruv. All these individuals that joined up in the Eruv will be permitted now to travel and walk 2,000 Amos from the Eruv. Sif Tes. Continuing on. Echad O Rabim Sh'amu LeEchad. Say a rave aleinu, the erev aleim, the eze ruach sheratza, hareze erev biyotimbo shere lo yichado lo ruach. So what's the case? Someone or a group instructs someone to make an erev for them, and that individual chose the direction of the placement of the erev. It's going to be valid, and they could use it. The reason is because when they instructed this person to make the Eruv, they did not specify a direction. So whatever this Shliach does, that's going to be an effective Eruv for the Mishaleach. Baal Kain, look at the Mishaleach, you've gotten Nunbeit. Sharei lo yichad ol ruach. Since the Mishaleach did not specify the one who placed the Eruv for him, the Shliach, who placed the Eruv for him, which ruach, which to put it east or west, and he put it wherever he wanted to, east, west, north, south, going to be good. We say, since he didn't specify, the guy is good. Whichever place he puts it. And this is true even if the guy doesn't know about it until it's already Shabbos. It's going to be a good Erev. Because it's a revealed retroactively that Meikara Kana Shvisa. Is a situation where he finds out that this is where his residence was established by this person who did it for him. Amnam, he says, however, Nireh Dimaya Yadua LaShaliach Shiritzon HaMashaliach LaRei Ruach Zeh. However, if the Shliach knew that the Mishaliach, the one who sent him to do the Eruv, he knew that he wanted him to do it east, Afshalo Perish LaBehegya, even though he didn't specify do it east, then Lo Mahani Kesher Eruv Ruach Zeh. It's not going to be good if he does that, goes ahead and places the Eruv west. Even if right now the individual, the Mishaleach, right now on Shabbos wants to go ahead and walk west, if the Shliach knew at the time that when it was set up that the Mishaleach wanted the Eruv to be placed east, it's not going to be effective if he goes ahead and he places it west. Sif Yud. Ha'omer lechavero, arev alai b'smarim, ve'erev alav b'goros. Someone says to a fellow, a yid, make an eruv for me with tamarim, with dates. The eruv I love, begogaros, but he made the eruv with figs. Begogaros, he said make the eruv with figs. The eruv I love, but he made the eruv with tamarim, with dates. Amar lo hanach eruvu v'migdal, eruvi v'migdal. If he says put the eruv in a migdal, in a certain closet, or v'yinicho b'shovech, and he puts it in a chicken coop or something, b'shovech v'yinicho b'migdal, he tells him to put it in a shovech, and he put it in a migdal. A bias, if you tell them to put it in the main part of the bias, v'nicho ba'aliyah, v'aliyah v'nicho ba'bias, all those cases, eino eruv. It's not going to be an effective eruv. Look at the Mishnah Bura, Sivkatim Gimel, the tamarim, he tells them to put it, to use tamarim, and the guy uses figs. It says, v'ein chiluk bein eruv mishal shaleach, o mishal shliach. V'chol gavni avi kveda, v'ein chalashit. It says, it doesn't make a difference if the guy puts the item there, whether it's being done from the Mishaleach's stuff or from the Shaliach's stuff. Either way, there's going to be a Akbada, and the Shlichus is not going to be good, because he wanted the Erev to be with Tamarim and not with Grogaros, and vice versa. Sifkat in the Dal, the Migdal, the Niach Kod B'Shovech. He told him to put it in a Migdal, and he put it in a Shovech. It says, V'afidu Shneim Krovim, O Shneim Rechokim. He says, even if both of them are close, or both of them are far. D'arminan dekan daito lanuach b'shabes v'lo b'makom acher. Meaning, even though the Shovech and the Migdal are either both close or both far away, and it's not that he's placing it in a different area, still not going to be good, because we say that Arminan dekan daito lanuach b'shabes v'lo b'makom acher, because this was his das, this is where he wanted to establish a residence on Shabbos, and not in another place, not in the Shovech, in the Migdal, in the tower, not in the chicken coop. Sik katan nun hei, eino erev. It's not going to be a good erev. She shina nidas mishalcho, because the mishaleach altered from what the Mishaleach wanted him to do, and therefore he uprooted Akar HaShlichus, he uprooted the Shlichus, it's not a good Shlichus. And that's the end of the Shulchan Aruch now continues. Avalim Amarlo Arev Alai Stam the Erev Alav. But if he says, make for me an Erev, and he doesn't give any more detailed instructions, and the Shliach goes ahead, the Erev Alav, the Shliach goes ahead and makes the Erev, Bein Begrogros, Bein Betmarim, Bein Bebayis, Bein Baliyah, raise the Erev. Right? The Shliach goes and makes the Erev with dried figs, dates, whether he placed it in the house or on the upper story, in the Aliyah, the Erev is going to be valid.